New Press TV News in brief. Germany's warned that it takes recent U.S. spying reports seriously. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's spokesman said such events strain German-American intelligence cooperation. The U.S. ambassador has been summoned by Merkel's chief of staff to explain the eavesdropping reports. And Russia has condemned the U.S. for adopting what it calls confrontational tactics in respect to Moscow. This after the Pentagon claiming Moscow does not respect its neighbor's sovereignty. Pentagon said in its report that Russia's military actions undermine regional security directly and through proxy wars. ISIL terrorists continue their cultural cleansing campaign in Syria. Attack fury militants have destroyed a famous statue outside outside a museum in the city of Palmyra. A country's antiquities director says the statue, known as a Lion of Alat, was an irreplaceable piece that was destroyed last week. Austrian MPs are due to discuss an EU exit referendum, and this after more than a quarter million citizens called for the move in a petition. Petition organizers hailed the results, saying there will be more support for a referendum now because of the EU and Greece's economic crises. New research shows the UK approved a $6 million arms shipment to Israel in the wake of its deadly war on Gaza. Findings show London also issued arms exports licenses for other countries that sell weapons to Israel as well. Research said Britain's arming of Israel makes it complicit in a series of human rights violations. UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees warned about a severe shortage of funds to cover emergency humanitarian needs. It says the Israeli siege on the Gaza Strip is further hampering its services. UNRWA's director Robert Turner says his organization might close hundreds of schools because of a funding crisis. Saudi Arabia continues its relentless airstrikes on Yemen despite international calls for an end to the raids. Latest attacks, Saudi fighter jets targeted areas in Hodeidah, Jaf, and Sa'adah provinces, as well as Aden's international airport. Earlier, three civilians were killed and 10 wounded in multiple airstrikes in Sa'adah. And Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has reiterated that the Islamic Republic will not accept any discrimination over its nuclear rights. Rouhani made the remark during a meeting with the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Yukiya Amano. Amano is in Tehran for talks on Iran's nuclear energy program.